Josephine Sewell with another episode of Innocent But Not Unharmed. And today, I will be talking about all the horrid effects that shelters have on the animals imprisoned inside of them. Do you suffer from chronic boredom? Do you have trouble making those 11:59 p.m. deadlines for school? If so, you may suffer from boredocophilus. Boredocophilus is a rare but highly contagious disease that most affects junior high students. However, there is a new one-a-day pill that works to fight against this boredom. What is the name of this, you might ask? It is called Sleepaway. Sleepaway is taken once a day at morning or night through the mouth and is effective for 24 hours. So don't let your grades suffer anymore and talk to your doctor about Sleepaway. Animals are constantly thrown on the street and even when picked up by a passerby and brought into a shelter, most get turned away and thrown back out. This is due to the fact that right now, animal shelters are being overcrowded, especially the no-kill shelters. These no-kill shelters are stocking up because every day more animals are brought in than actually leave. However, the few that do make it into the shelters still face many obstacles that cause long-term effects on them. These effects aren't just physical, though. These animals are also affected mentally and behaviorally.
One of these mental effects that the shelters have on animals is it can give them triggers. Just like humans, animals can suffer from PTSD, and they have certain things that provoke these memories and even cause them to react in different ways. This PTSD can eventually fade within a little bit of time if an animal gets adopted, or it can linger for many, many years, even after adoption. A big factor of how long this distress may last is not only how severe the things were that the animal went through to cause it, but also the family that the animal has been adopted into. It has been found that if the home the animal goes to is a very different scene from the shelter, then it can help the animal cope with this trauma. However, there are many cases where an animal with some sort of PTSD or trigger from the shelter will come to a home that is well fit for it, but it will still have these mental effects for as long as it lives. This is simply due to the fact that the animal's mind has been scarred or that the animal is more sensitive than others. Specific breeds of animals can also be more prone to being affected by mental stress from the shelter. For example, dog breeds such as Australian Shepherds, German Shepherds, and Border Collies tend to experience a higher level of stress when placed into a shelter. The age of the animal is also a factor of how badly a shelter can affect an animal. So, if the animal is older, it is more likely to experience this mental strain than a younger version of it. Having this large amount of mental stress can actually cause an animal's physical health to become compromised. Things like heart disease, hormone imbalance, urinary tract disease, and allergies can all be formed from the stress, and if it is chronic, it will eventually lower the immune system of the animal overall. The reason that the stress weakens the animal's immune system, if it becomes chronic, is because of a hormone release in the body. The hormone that is released is called cortisol, and it is to help the body when it is in a stressful situation by doing things like directing the blood flow to muscles in the body. However, if this hormone is released too often or too many times, it will start to break down the animal's body. Not only will stress physically affect these animals, but so will the conditions that the shelter is in. Diseases can be easily spread through the shelter if it is not properly maintained, or if an animal is in a cage with another animal that is sick. A common known disease like this is known as kennel cough, and is especially fatal for puppies and elder dogs. Kennel cough got its name because of how contagious it is and how rapidly it spreads in places like shelters, boarding kennels, and daycares. It can be treated if you have the time and money to take your animal to the vet and get the necessary care they need depending on the severity of the case. Unfortunately, The shelters have neither time nor money to take all the injured and sick animals to the vet, so the disease just gets worse within the animal and spreads to others around it.
Nowadays, students come home from school starving. All they can think about is getting to the pantry and finding what delicious snack they're going to eat first. However, there is just too much to choose from, so they eat all and spoil their dinner. Now, the moms are mad because they have been working on dinner since 3 and the kids have stomach aches from all the afternoon snacks. So, I decided to put an end to this horrific problem, including the 3-in-1 after-school snack. This snack combines the chips, fruits, and liquids of every delicious snack time. But there's more. Not only do you get 3 perfectly blended flavors in each bar, you also have 10 different snack combos to choose from. So, say goodbye to sad, spoiled dinners and tough-to-get-away stomach aches, because Snackified is here to solve your snacky needs. Sold at these specific retails, H-E-B, Target, and Walmart.
Even though animals can't protect themselves against everything, like diseases, they are forced to protect themselves from a lot, and this can negatively impact their behavior. For example, in lots of shelters, cats are usually put in a large room together once they've become adults. While they do all have their own bowl for food, most of the time, that doesn't stop a cat from eating out of another cat's bowl. This may cause the cat to become territorial because if not, it will always have its food stolen and it won't be able to eat. This usually stays with the animal even after they get adopted and brought to a proper home because the animal is so used to having to be protective over all of its stuff. Eventually, with time, the behavior might go away, but it just depends on the animal and how long it was forced to be territorial for. On the other hand, some social animals, like dogs, are forced to be separated from other animals for extended periods of time, causing them to become very antisocial. This usually happens when an animal gets sick or first arrives at the shelter and has to quarantine in order to not get other animals sick. Being forced to be antisocial can cause animals to go into a depressive state or develop a behavior of fidgeting. This is most commonly seen in dogs and is their way of working out energy that they receive when stressed or upset and they can't fight or run away. Some examples of fidgeting are digging, shaking their body, licking themselves, or anything else that they normally wouldn't do in that situation. Shelter animals have had to face these annoying habits, mental challenges, and deadly diseases all on their own. However, without the proper nutrition and supplies, succeeding at this can be very challenging for the animals. In fact, according to ASPCA.org, 6.5 million animals enter a shelter every single year, needing just as much care as the next, but they do not receive it because there is nothing special about their case. Even though there is nothing special, they still need things like specific vets, recovery time, and so much more, but it most likely will never receive it. So, the next time you see a stray animal on the street or a mutt in the shelter, are you going to walk past it slightly grimacing, or are you going to think about all the challenges it's had to go through and the ones it still has to come?
If you like what you heard today, feel free to listen to any of my other episodes that I've recorded or any of the other shows I'm a part of. Along with that, if you would like to donate to any animal protection organization, there are hundreds to choose from, and most all are amazing. But I have included some in the description, and I will tell you a few of my favorites. My favorites include American Kennel Club Canine Health Foundation, Alley Cat Alleys, and American Veterinary Medical Foundations. These programs are amazing and have been working hard to protect the animals that are on the streets and in the shelters. So feel free to donate to these foundations, even if it's just a little bit, because a little from everyone can go a long way.